Sports presents High School Basketball.
Whoever fires the three, it is no good. Backside rebound run down there by Hill. Underneath, they get Colesheen, and now John able to find a little help off the glass and in. 11 points for Colesheen.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Wilcox as the Pleasanton Bulldogs battle the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Now, it is Wilcox Hildreth spread the floor a little bit. Up top with it is Heinrich. Swings it into the corner to Charlene Coral. Down inside they go for a short jumper that's up and in. Riley Jenkins, nice pass from Heinrich.
Wilcox Hildreth is unbeaten through three games this season and will try to stay that way into the holiday break. Pleasanton will try to play the Grinch on the final game before Christmas. It's the Bulldogs and Falcons coming up next. But first, the New Tech C pregame show will join Class Kids Sports Director Doug Duda live from Wilcox right after this word from New Tech C.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Wilcox Hildreth High School. It's time for Saturday Night Basketball on your sports leader of the Tri-Cities, Classic Hits 98.9 on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as Wilcox Hildreth gets ready to do battle here this evening with the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Few games in the area already played this afternoon, so if you're headed home from those, glad you're along with us. And don't forget, our games are also available on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our girls and boys from Wilcox Hildreth are off to a 3-0 start, but maybe not tested like they would want. Wilcox Hildreth beating Elwood, SEM, and Alma. And for the girls, two of those teams are winless. For Pleasanton, they come in with a record of 1-4 after losing to state-rated Overton last night. They've also played Axtell, Arcadia, Loup City, Heartland Lutheran, and their win coming against Elwood. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, better choices, better service. Five Points Bank in Kearney. For Pleasanton, number 11 is a 5'5 freshman, Kayla Stubbs. Number 21 is a 5'5 freshman, Autumn Pritchard. Number 23 is a 5'5 senior, Mallory Pates. Number 35 is a 5'8 junior, Kristen Tolles. And number 43 is a 5'6 junior, Taylor Nichols. Head coach in his first year at Pleasanton is Eric Jones, assisted by Jenny Brown, the former standout basketball player for Pleasanton. As we said, they're 1-4 on the season. Coach Jones saying they're changing the lineup a little bit tonight, still trying to find the right combination heading into the holidays. For Wilcox Hildreth, number 4 is a 5'6 junior, Emily Poole. Number 20 is a 5'8" senior, Rachel Earhart. Number 22 is a 5'5 sophomore, that is Alex Wojciechowski. Number 30 is a 5'7 junior, Riley Jenkins. And number 32 is a 5'9 senior, Jessica Harms. The head coach of the Lady Falcons is Dave Maracek, assisted by Sean Woolen. Wilcox Hildreth is 3-0 on the season. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. They can take your banking and make it simple at Five Points Bank. And we'll tip it off in just a moment. And the New Tech Seed pregame show continues here on Classic Hits.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Contact the New Tech Seed dealer near you. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed wishing you a Merry Christmas. Jim Langan and his crew officiating tonight, and Jim will put the ball in the air. The opening tip will be controlled by Wilcox Hildreth, and we are underway as they run a back cut here into the hands of Jenkins, but Jenkins can't get a shot away. Throws it back to the high post. A man-to-man defense here by Pleasanton. Coming in with the first shot of the ball game and scoring will be Jessica Harms with the first bucket, and Wilcox Hildreth with a 2-0 lead. The Falcons hoping to be a force in the conference race this year for the first time in a number of years in the FKC. With out on the left-hand wing is Mallory Pates. She is the lone senior starter here this afternoon for Coach Jones. Also a man-to-man defense by Wilcox Hildreth to start the basketball game. Up top, first three of the game is on the way, and Tolles has it go in and out, no good. Rebound brought down underneath by Jenkins, and here comes Wilcox Hildreth. Scoring on their first possession, and Poole will bring it into the front court, whip it down to the right-hand corner to Wojciechowski. Now on the low block, turnaround jumper is too strong that time for Harms. Offensive rebound put back up by Poole is no good, and it's grabbed by Pleasanton's Kristen Tolles. Tolles with the outlet pass, and Autumn Pritchard will bring it across the timeline. Back up to the top of the circle to Tolles. Over on the left wing. Open lane, driving in, and then the ball poked away by Pritchard. And a foul will be called. That's why the ball came loose. Going to be called on Wojciechowski. That'll be the first foul of the game. And it will be Pleasanton ball underneath their own hoop. They'll stack the right side of the lane, throw it out on the wing. Driving in is Mallory Pates. Has to stop as she's cut off there by Wojciechowski. Rotated into the left-hand corner. Nothing there for Stubbs. So Kayla dribbles out, hands it off to Pates. Mallory drawing a double team, tries to lob it inside to Nichols, but it's going to be stolen away by Earhart. Pleasanton with the turnover. Wilcox Hildreth had last night off. Pleasanton playing Overton. Of course, both Overton boys and girls state rated. And here's the pocket pick by Nichols. Nichols one-on-one. She's out ahead of the pack, tries to take it in for the layup, and it rolls off the front of the rim. No good. The ball is in, punched out of bounds, and it looks like it'll stay with the Bulldogs. So Pleasanton will take it out underneath their own hoop. To throw it in will be Stubbs. Stubbs looking, now chucks it all the way out top for Pritchard. They'll rotate it back to the right side. Three-pointer is on the way, but that is too strong. The Bulldogs miss their second three. Rebound brought down by Jenkins. She'll give it off to Earhart. Earhart into the front court, gets by a defender, drives in, scores, and gets the foul. Heading to the line to try and complete a three-point play will be Rachel Earhart here for Wilcox Hildreth. Foul will be called on Kayla Stubbs. The first on Pleasanton. 2 minutes in, it's 4-0 Wilcox Hildreth. And the free throw on the way, and it is good. Earhart with the three-point play makes it 5-0 in favor of the Falcons, and they'll put on a little pressure in the backcourt here, try and rattle some of the guards for Pleasanton in the hands of Kristen Toll. She throws over the double team, and then it's picked off. Driving in, it's going to be knocked away, and Pleasanton gets it back. So the teams exchange turnovers, waiting for the long pass at the other end is Nichols. It's underthrown, but she does come back and get it. Now Taylor drives into the paint, off the right elbow, kicks it out for a three-pointer. On the way and too strong again. It goes out of bounds and back over to the Falcons. We've got college football going on ESPN Radio. And 1460, 1550 has that for you. We do have a timeout here on the floor called by Pleasanton. It is a 30-second timeout with 5:28 to go here in the first quarter. It's Wilcox Hildreth 5, Pleasanton nothing. We'll be right back.
Pleasanton Meat Processing is your custom beef and pork processors. They can handle it all. USDA steaks are available. They can smoke your orders, and they have barbecue beef and pork. So next time you're looking for a processor, look no further than Pleasanton Meat. They can get your processing done in great time and all the cuts you want made to order the way you like it. Pleasanton Meat Processing says, tear them up, Bulldogs.
I want to thank Athletic Director Vic Young, Gabe Everhart, and the fine folks here for their hospitality at Wilcox Hildreth. As we get back to action out of the Pleasanton timeout, Will Hill will have the ball leading 5-0. And as they try to lob it in for the low post being held there, Riley Jenkins, the foul will be called on Taylor Nichols. That'll be her first foul and the team's second. That'll be Wilcox Hildreth ball on their baseline. Earhart to throw it in, lobs it up there for Jenkins, and it's going to go into the hands of Harms, and Harms will grab it and score. Using the height of Jessica Harms, who's not that much taller than everybody else, but was able to go up and get it, and it's 7-0. Three-pointer at the other end. Pleasanton firing the threes. They haven't hit one yet. That one goes off the rim. Nobody can control it. And out of bounds it goes. In college football, the first bowl game of the season. A miraculous finish today as Colorado State rallied to beat Washington State 48-45. They were down two touchdowns with 3 minutes to go. And not only did they score two touchdowns, then they get the game-winning field goal. Also, with 4.5 to go, it's Southern California taking care of Fresno State 45-20. 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. San Diego State leads Buffalo 14-10. That's on ESPN Radio. Then tonight, Tulane and Louisiana Lafayette. Right now, back to basketball. The Falcons on the inbounds pass. They'll get it to Harms. Harms drives into the paint, kicks it to the baseline. The jumper is no good by Jenkins, and the rebound will be brought down by Mallory Pates. 4:40 to go here in the first quarter. 7-0 in favor of Wilcox Hildreth on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, and Hildreth, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. On the right elbow with it will be Pritchard. Starts to drive, but kicks it out. A little shy to shoot the ball inside the arc right now are the Bulldogs, as we've got a blocking foul going to be called here on Wilcox Hildreth. It'll go on Rachel Earhart. That'll be her first and the team's second. It's our final basketball before the Christmas break, and we'll have holiday tournaments on the 30th and 31st. Plenty of tournaments, 27th and 28th. In fact, Wilcox Hildreth playing in one of those. Here's Mickey Ahrens checking in now for Pleasanton as the Bulldogs will take it in the deep right-hand corner by the Wilcox Hildreth bench. Dump it into Nichols, and she'll kick it right back into the hands of Pates. Now down to Nichols, trying to make some room for herself. The ball flies out of her hands as she turns to take the shot. Nobody grabs it. It's last touched by Wilcox Hildreth, and Pleasanton will take it out underneath their own hoop once again. Inbounds comes to Ahrens in the right-hand corner, dribbles around the defender. Baseline jumper from 12, no good. Rebound brought down by Jenkins. Outlet pass, trying to go one-on-two to the other end, and the shot is blocked by Mickey Ahrens as players run into the stage here in front of us. But everybody gets back up. The Falcons have the ball. Nice pass by Poole underneath, but the short shot by Jenkins won't go, and the rebound brought down by Kristen Tolles. Seeing some good hustle on both sides, but the ball has fallen in the hoop a couple more times, obviously, for the Falcons. As Pleasanton tries to spread the floor here, Earhart with it on the right side of the key, gets around her defender, pulls up from the free throw line, won't go, good move. Again, the shot just didn't go, and the rebound to Harms. That'll be the first for Jessica. She'll bring the ball into the front court, give it off there to Earhart. Earhart pulls up off the glass and scores, and you heard the tweet. A foul will go along with it. Good pull-up jumper and another chance for a three-point play here for Rachel Earhart, who did that earlier in the quarter. And now checking in for the Bulldogs will be Maddie Pates. The foul was called on Autumn Pritchard. That's her first. And the free throw by Earhart is on the way, and it is good. That'll make it 10-0. Wilcox Hildreth jumping out on top here on this Saturday. Into the ball game for the Falcons, we have Charlene Coral, as the ball is knocked by Coral out of bounds. Pleasanton so far on the season, five games. This is already their sixth. They have had at times trouble. 15-18-19 points, and it looks like one of the Pleasanton girls got poked in the eye there, and we're going to have an official's timeout to look at Mallory Pates. She's going to come out of the ball game, and looks like maybe a contact. I don't know if she got poked in the eye or if the ball bounced off her nose or what the deal was, but they'll come over and look at her, and she'll check out of the ball game here momentarily, and coming in will be Kara Dowell. And Pleasanton has the ball, still looking to get it on the board here in quarter number one. Aaron's with it, top of the circle, rotate the ball around the left wing. Looking inside for Maddie Pates, but she's covered, so Ahrens will take the jumper. It comes up short, no good. Rebound brought down by Riley Jenkins, already her fourth. Trying the fast break, they'll overthrow everybody, including Jessica Harms, and that'll be the third turnover for the Falcons. 2:56 to go here in the first quarter. It's 10-0. Wilcox Hildreth has jumped out, but Pleasanton, again, has shown the ability to put points on the board. Their lowest output was 28. Their highest is 47 so far on the year. With it on the right side of the key will be Dowell. Holds the ball above her head, lobs it inside, but Pates can't handle it. And Pleasanton will turn it over for the third time. So each team with three turnovers here in the first quarter of play. We'll take a look at some of the early scores here for you from the girls and boys side. On the boys' side, Alma beat Red Cloud this afternoon, 37-33. Falcons get it inside, dump it there to Earhart, and again she's fouled. And we'll go to the line for the third time here in the opening quarter. She's 2 of 2, has 6 of her team's 10 points here in the first quarter. And the first free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Mickey Ahrens was called for the foul for Pleasanton. In boys action, Alma beat Red Cloud 37-33. Loomis over Brady 68-16 this afternoon. Girls action, Anselmo Myrna beat Elwood 47-42. Central City over Twin River in overtime 40-33. Giltner girls beat Cedar Valley 52-37. Red Cloud edged Alma 35-34. As Earhart hits the second free throw, gets 1 of 2, and Poole will come back in. So those are a few of the early scores. Minden girls beat Phillipsburg, Kansas, 69-34. Now back to action here, 11-0 in favor of Wilcox Hildreth. Ahrens tries to make a move, and as she heads to the hoop, she'll be fouled by Wojciechowski. That'll be the second on Alex here in the first quarter. And it looks like they may take her out again. And indeed they will, and bringing in Emily Bergstrom, the 5'5 sophomore. Inbounds pass here, Pleasanton trying to get it into the paint. They do to Nichols, but she kicks it out to Ahrens. Ahrens fires it back under to Nichols. It's going to be deflected out and out of bounds by Jessica Harms. From underneath their own hoop, Pleasanton wastes no time getting it in. And again, Ahrens drives, and again, the Falcons a little late getting to the spot. And a foul on Emily Poole. That'll be her first. And the team fouls are now even at 4 apiece. Pleasanton still trying to get on the board. Into Ahrens in the left-hand corner. She decides to fire the 15-footer, and it's good. So Mickey Ahrens gets the first bucket of the ball game here for Pleasanton. They're on the board with 2:05 to go in the first quarter, and it's 11-2 in favor of Wilcox Hildreth. Up the floor with it is Bergstrom, guarded up top there by Pritchard in the man-to-man. Take it out on the post to Harms, who's outside of the lane, and kicks it back out to Poole. Wilcox Hildreth doing a good job of spreading the floor, trying to get one-on-one. They do to Poole, and Poole is going to be raked across the arm by Kristen Tolles. That'll be her first foul and the team's fifth. And they are going to give Poole free throws on this. So Emily looking to get her first points of the evening. And the first free throw by Poole is on the way, and it bounces off. No good. Into the ball game for Wilcox Hildreth will be Cameron Preston, 5'9 sophomore. Coach Maracek, he's got 15 girls suited for varsity with more on the JV, and that's just showing you where the program's going. Just a handful of seasons ago, you wouldn't have got 15 total girls out here at Wilcox Hildreth. The second free throw is no good, and the rebound is yanked down by Taylor Nichols. That is the fourth board here for Pleasanton. She'll give it off to Ahrens, and Ahrens will use the screen, bring it into the front court right side. Back up, try to spread the floor again. Girls know exactly what they want to do. Now it's just a part of executing it and getting a few more points. Backing in will be Nichols. Then she kicks it out again. On the wing, nowhere to go for Autumn Pritchard. So she'll dribble it up top. 1:15 left here in the first quarter. Nice lob pass inside. The turnaround jumper off the glass. Kristen Tolles on the assist for Mickey Ahrens. And back-to-back buckets here for Pleasanton. It's 11-4. Wilcox Hildreth with a minute to go here in quarter number one. And a walk going to be called here on Poole. Wanted to make a pass, but there was nowhere to throw it. And that'll be the fourth turnover on the Falcons. Of course, Wilcox Hildreth also, girls and boys, have brought in a couple of veteran coaches here the last few seasons. Dave Maracek, who's been at Deschler, been at Minden, now here at Will Hill in a administrative capacity. Then Brent Heinrichs, who coached the Axtell boys for so long. He actually came here and had the girls. Now he is the boys' coach. Pleasanton with the ball. Pritchard on the right elbow. Chance to get back into this game here as they drive on the left wing. Nowhere to go for Dow. Kicks it over to Ahrens. Ahrens forces the issue all the way to the paint. Right side. Contested shot. No good. Fight for the loose ball. And we have got a jump ball. And the arrow will point the way of Pleasanton. That's Taylor Nichols grabbing the rebound. 33 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. 11-4 in favor of Wilcox-Hildreth, but the last two buckets are Pleasanton, so Wilcox-Hildreth has went about 4 minutes without a field goal. 25 seconds, Pleasanton gets it to Ahrens. Looks at the three, can't get it away over Poole. Skip pass over to the left side. Dowell will try the three. It's too strong. And a backside rebound grab by Riley Jenkins, her fifth of the quarter. 12 seconds remaining here as Wilcox-Hildreth brings it into the front court with Poole. Swings it over the left wing to Jenkins. Jenkins back up top. She'll go. 4 seconds, 3 seconds, the ball knocked away, and that'll be the end of the first quarter of play. So, jumping out to an 11-0 lead, 10-0 right out of the gate, but since then, Wilcox-Hildreth has lost their offense, and after one, it is Wilcox-Hildreth 11, Pleasanton 4 on Classic Hits.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back to Wilcox-Hildreth as we're ready to get the second quarter underway of our girls' game with the Falcons leading Pleasanton 11-4. And it's going to be turned over. The steal made by Kristen Tolles takes it down to the low block left side. The jumper will not go, though. And the rebound brought down by Jessica Harms. That'll be her second. But Wilcox-Hildreth with six turnovers. They'll attack the baseline, and it rolls off the rim again. So some real short shots. Both sides have been missed here at the start of this basketball game. 11-4, Wilcox-Hildreth, opening seconds of the second quarter. Five turnovers in the first quarter for Wilcox-Hildreth. Pleasanton, three. Rebounds, seven for the Falcons, five for the Bulldogs. No free throws for Pleasanton, 3 for 6 for Wilcox-Hildreth. No three-point attempts for Wilcox-Hildreth. 0 of 5 for Pleasanton, and Ahrens for three. It's off the front of the rim, no good. And the long rebound comes out top to Wojciechowski. Wojciechowski gives it off, gets it back, puts the runner off the glass, and scores. Nice pass back by Riley Jenkins, and Wojciechowski becomes the third Falcon to score here, and it's a 9-point lead. 7 points for Earhart, 4 for Harms was the only scoring in the first quarter for Wilcox-Hildreth. Top of the key with the basketball is Autumn Pritchard, gets the back. Now going to be fouled on the shot. Doesn't two free throws for Kara. This will be the first free.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
30 to go in the second quarter, and Kristen Tolles has it on the left wing. Between the circles, it'll be Ahrens. Ahrens off the left elbow, gives it to Pritchard, dribbles from the left to the right, dishes it on the outside of the arc to Kristen Tolles. Now they'll try to force it into Nichols, and she is going to be held. Foul on Wilcox-Hildreth will go against Riley Jenkins, and for Jenkins, that'll be her second. It is the sixth team foul. First of our girls and boys doubleheader. And checking in here for Wilcox-Hildreth, Cameron Preston. The boys game will get underway around 7:30. We did get started a little bit before 6, not much here. Inbounds pass, Ahrens thought about the three, gives it to Tolles, right back to Ahrens in the right corner, takes two dribbles and skips it out to the left wing for a three-pointer. Pritchard will not go. Offensive rebound, put back up, and a foul will be called. Kristen Tolles will go to the line. So Wilcox Hildreth is showing a few mistakes out here. They have turned it over a little more, and now the fouls are starting to pick up. Preston with her first personal foul. And at the line to shoot two, Kristen Tolles. She has two of the team's 6 points, but the free throw is in and out. No good. And continuing to use that deep bench. Checking in Haley Beeson for Wilcox Hildreth. Another junior. This is really a young ball club overall. Two seniors is all out of the 15 that are suited. And the second free throw by Tolles is no good. The rebound brought down by Preston. Poole will bring it into the front court here against the man-to-man by Pleasanton. Kick it over on the right wing to Beeson. Beeson lobs it down low in traffic. The ball is knocked away and saved by Earhart. Earhart will throw it over the defense to the left wing to Poole. Back out, Earhart squares for their first three, but it's off the front of the iron, no good. Offensive rebound won't go. Second time, it is blocked by Pritchard. Both of those by Preston of the Falcons. And now we have got a whistle. And it's going to go out of bounds to Pleasanton. And back in for the Bulldogs will be Mallory Pates. 5:40 to go. First half, 15-6. Wilcox Hildreth jumped out to that 10-0 lead, and it's been pretty even since then as Tolles will bring it across the timeline. Wide open underneath is going to be Pleasanton's Taylor Nichols, and she dished it off to Mallory Pates, and Pates did make the bucket. But Nichols has to take the shot. She was wide open next to the bucket and made a dangerous pass. And luckily for Pleasanton, they scored at the other end. The quick shot is no good. And Ahrens will bring down the rebound off the Earhart miss. Pleasanton wants to run into the front court. Mallory Pates kicks it out to Ahrens. Top of the circle. Tolles for three. It's off the heel. High in the air. No good. And the ball will be brought down by Wilcox Hildreth. But they're going to be called for a travel. And another turnover as Harms looked to throw it up the floor and got crossed over. Back into the ball game for Wilcox Hildreth. We're going to see Emily Bergstrom. And Pleasanton will inbound it. Earhart off the screen. Ahrens off the screen. No good. Rebound to Preston. Up the floor comes Beeson. 15-8, Wilcox Hildreth. But they've been very quiet here over the last 6-7 minutes offensively. Into the hands of Bergstrom, tries to get it inside. Ahrens got a hand on it. Now there's a scrap for it on the floor. Ahrens is on the floor with it at a timeout. It'll be called by Pleasanton because there was nowhere to go. Either she was going to travel or get tied up. So a timeout called by the Bulldogs after the Wilcox Hildreth turnover. And this timeout brought to you by Joe Methy of Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. It's 15-8, Wilcox Hildreth. We'll be right back.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
4:37 to go here in quarter number two, and Pleasanton using a full-length timeout with 4:37 to go in the first half. It's 15-8. Wilcox Hildreth with the lead. Don't forget our boys' game will be coming up next. We mentioned that the holiday tournaments are coming up for Wilcox Hildreth. They are playing their holiday tournament right out of the moratorium on the 27th and 28th over at Harvard. They will play Kennesaw at 2 and 3:45, and then either Harvard or Lawrence Nelson on the second day. For Pleasanton, they have put their holiday tournament after the first of the year. That'll be on the 3rd and the 4th. They will play Bertrand, and Ravenna will play Arapahoe. Right now, let's get back to action here with Pleasanton trailing 15-8 out of the timeout. They work it around the perimeter, and the entry pass is going to be knocked away by Harms, grabbed back there by Pritchard, and then it's taken away. First turnover of the quarter for Pleasanton, but there's Ahrens hustling down the floor and making another steal. So, great job by Mickey. to get up the floor and make another steal. And now Pleasanton tries to get it into Tolles. Tolles in traffic, puts it up. It's no good. Battling for the rebound is Nichols, but it's going to be grabbed by Jessica Harms. And a travel called on Wilcox-Hildreth. So we have hit a black hole of offense right now. The team starting to make a few more mistakes than what we saw early on. Early on, the ball just wasn't going to the hoop. Now we're seeing mistakes. And checking in for Pleasanton will be Breanne Zimmer. And back in for Wilcox-Hildreth is Charlene Coral. And Pleasanton will have the ball at midcourt. Trailing by a score of 15-8 with 3:50 to go here in the first half. Up top, Tolles. Tolles dribbles to the right elbow. Now all the way to the low block. Backing in. And her shot's going to be blocked by Sophie Gruel, who has checked in. Gruel with the block. The Falcons take it up the floor, but don't have numbers. So they'll kick it back out to Carroll. She'll drive in. The ball knocked off her leg by Pates. Then we've got a jump ball. And the arrow points the way of Wilcox-Hildreth. So Wilcox-Hildreth will get the ball underneath their own hoop. And as they trying to make some room to get the basketball in, there's some pushing, some grabbing, some shoving. Girls are trying to get position here for the inbounds. And here we go with Wilcox-Hildreth. They love to lob it into the paint. This time they'll kick it out to Alexa Heinrichs, who's in. So the Falcons have some new faces. Get it on the wing to Gruel. Her shot rattles in and out. No good. Offensive putback. Earhart won't good. Now Earhart gets it a second time and puts it up and in. Rachel with a game-high 11 points. And it's back to a 9-point Wilcox-Hildreth lead to the other end. Slashing to the hoop and drawing the foul will be the Bulldogs. And going to the line to shoot two is Mallory Pates. So Pleasanton is getting the ball up and down the floor. They just aren't getting a lot of open looks in the half court. Sophie Gruel called for the foul. It's her first. And two free throws coming up for Pates. And the first one is good. 3 points here for Mallory. 17-9, Wilcox-Hildreth. 3:16 to go here in the first half. Second free throw on the way, and that's off to the right short. And the rebound brought down by the Falcons, and Gruel will have one there. So she's got a block and a foul and a rebound and nearly had a bucket down the floor. Gruel will spread the floor and get it over on the wing to Heinrichs. Heinrichs down low, Earhart, turnaround jumper from six, no good. Offensive rebound, put up, it's no good. And Tolles will pull down her fourth rebound off the Harms miss and coast to coast for a layup. There's Mallory Pates, and Pates cuts it to six. Pates and Pritchard and Aarons, when she gets it, they're up the floor. Here's another steal going in. Tolles for the layup, and she scores. Kristen Tolles will score back-to-back buckets here, and this is as close as Pleasanton's been at 17-13 as Earhart brings the ball up the floor here for the Falcons. Gets it down to the baseline. Left-handed jumper, no good by Harms. Fighting for the loose ball, and Zimmer is able to grab it for Pleasanton. They can make it a one-possession game. Mickey Aarons into the front court here. Down by nine just moments ago. They have cut it to four. 17-13. Up top, Tolles. Tolles into the paint, kicks it back out. Three-pointer on the way, but that one is short by Pritchard. And the rebound pulled down by Rachel Earhart. Earhart gets it across the timeline, fires it down low. There's Carroll's runner off the glass and in. Charlene Coral. I think I said Carroll, apologize. Coral with the bucket. And it's 19-13. A minute 45 to go here. A little more action over the last 2 minutes. Crossover dribble, driving in Pritchard. No good. Rebound brought down by Coral. And here comes Wilcox-Hildreth. Coral brings it coast to coast, then leaves it off for a 15-foot jumper that is short that time by Earhart. And Zimmer grabs another rebound. Short possessions right now. You wouldn't need a 10-second shot clock over the last minute. And Pleasanton will finally walk it up here with Pritchard. Autumn gives it to Mallory Paints on the right wing. And then as she throws it to Pritchard, it just goes right through her hands and out of bounds. Fifth turnover for Pleasanton. And many substitutions now. Let's see if we can set the lineup for Wilcox-Hildreth. They're close to having their original five on the floor. It will be Coral inbounding it there to Poole. Also in the ball game is Jenkins, Harms, and Heinrichs. A minute 10 to go here in the first half. Wilcox-Hildreth leading it 19-13. Top of the circle with it is Jenkins. Gets it down low. Short jumper. Heinrichs puts it up and in. Alexa with her first bucket. And now the lead's back out to 8. So just as soon as Pleasanton got close, Wilcox Hildreth puts a little space between them again. 50 seconds to go with a basketball on the right wing as Pates picks her dribble up, trying to look inside. Nothing there. She'll go to Pritchard. Autumn over to Tolles. Into the left-hand corner to Ahrens. Ahrens bounce pass on the low block. Facing up, Tolles takes the shot, and Nichols takes the shot, and a travel will be called. So back-to-back turnovers for Pleasanton, and Kayla Stubbs will re-enter the game. With 34 seconds to go before half, coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats, give you a little preview of the boys' game, update some college football action, give you some scores from the high school games earlier today. Nebraska women were a winner today. We'll talk about that and more coming up at the half. And Wilcox Hildreth makes an unforced error. That is their 7th turnover of the quarter and 12th of the game, yet they still lead it 21-13. Pleasanton will saunter the ball up the court here with Pritchard. Kick it over on the left wing to Stubbs. Back up top, Tolles. Bounce pass on the left wing to Pritchard. Autumn dribbles to the free throw line, leaves it off there for Pates. Pates forces that jumper, but hit. No, it was short. It moved the net, but it was not good enough to keep it in play. And then a foul on Pleasanton, which they did have one to give. As Coral got the loose ball, the foul will be on Kristen Tolles. It's her second. 4 seconds to go here in the first half, and it'll be Wilcox Hildreth ball just beyond half court. Coral to throw it in. And a sub was coming in here for Pleasanton. Dowell will return in. In 4 seconds to go here before halftime, we'll see if Wilcox Hildreth can get a good look. Coral looking, and she's just going to flat out overthrow everybody. Coming to the high post that time was Jessica Harms, and she kind of got a little shove in the back there. I don't know if she'd have caught the ball anyway, but it is a turnover, and now Pleasanton gets it in the front court, just on their side of the half court line. And Maddie Pates will be the one to throw it in. Be a heck of a time for Pleasanton to hit their first three. They'll get it into Pritchard near midcourt. Swings it right side. They throw it out of bounds. Now they were trying to get it into the corner there for a three from Dowell, but it went through her hand. So 1 second to go. And then we will head to the halftime break. And it doesn't look like Wilcox Hildreth is going to try and set up any kind of a play here to get the ball thrown in. And it looks like the basketball ran into some of the concessions over there, so they're wiping it down. And Pleasanton is going to tightly guard Wilcox Hildreth, so the best they're going to do is get it in, which they do, and boy, nearly a foul, but they do let that go, and we are at halftime. So it was an 11-0 start to the game for Wilcox Hildreth, but since the first 4 minutes, it's been an even game. Pleasanton cut it to 4, and now it's at 8. Your score, the Wilcox Hildreth Lady Falcons 21 and the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs 13. When we come back, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Wilcox, and Pleasanton.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC. Nebraska Land
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to Wilcox Hildreth. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball as the Falcons taking on the Pleasanton Bulldogs here tonight. This is the final day and night of basketball allowed by the NSAA. Then the 5-day moratorium is on where you can't practice, organize practice, or have any competition in any sports from the 22nd through the 26th. And then, as we said, some holiday tournaments start on the 27th and 28th. More are on the 30th and 31st. There's a few that do the 28th on Saturday and go to the 30th on a Monday. And as we said, there's also a couple like the Pleasanton Post Holiday Tournament and the GNAC holiday tournament that will be after the first of the year. There's not a lot of basketball either that weekend of the second, third, and fourth for area teams. There are some games, and we will be bringing you some of those games, but there's not a ton of action. Some teams will play yesterday, not a lot today. They'll play their holiday tournament, and then they'll be off till at least the 8th of January. So the way Christmas and New Year's fall on a Wednesday this year, a lot more time probably for practice out there. And we welcome you to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Halftime of our girls' game, and it is Wilcox-Hildreth 21 and Pleasanton 13. We'll take a look at the numbers here coming up in just a moment, but let's take a look at what has happened already today in high school basketball around the state, and we will start with girls' scores. It was Anselmo Myrna 47 and Elwood 42. Also today, Battle Creek beat Spalding Academy 54-47. Beatrice over Omaha Rangali 57-36. Chambers Wheeler Central beat Sandhill Stedford 57-53. In overtime, Central City beat Twin River 40-33. The Crofton girls, number one in C2, they continue to roll. They beat Creighton 73-37. Giltner was a winner over Cedar Valley today by a score of 52-37. Also tonight in girls basketball, Medicine Valley beat Hitchcock County 37-26. Minden down Phillipsburg, Kansas 69-34. The Red Cloud girls edged Alma 35-34. And those are the girls' scores from the extended listening area. As far as boys, not a whole lot of boys' scores have been registered as of this time, but we'll give you a couple of them that we have. Alma boys beat Red Cloud 37-33. Humphrey St. Francis over Fullerton 47-38. Loomis all over Brady 68-16. Twin River boys beat Central City this afternoon by a score of 42-40. And Spalding Academy outscored Battle Creek 81-69. We remind you, we'll see Spalding. They are part of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, which will be heard on the 30th and 31st here on Classic Hits. It will be Ravenna playing Centura on opening day, while Spalding Academy will be playing Overton. And boy, there should be some really good games during that tournament. Then on ESPN 1460 on the 30th and 31st, it's the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament, where Kearney Catholic will play Ogallala and Amherst will play North Platte St. Pat's in opening day competition. And then that will take us into the first of the year. Don't forget, as usual, a ton of football games on ESPN Radio. And as we said, the bowl games today, the first one of the year always seems to be a little bit wacky, and it was again today. Colorado State down by two touchdowns with over just about 3 minutes to go in the game. They beat Washington State 48-45 in the New Mexico Bowl. Southern California defeats Fresno State 45-20. Currently on ESPN 1460, they're at the half. San Diego State leading Buffalo 28-10. And then tonight, Louisiana Lafayette will play Tulane. Tomorrow in the NFL, we've got a triple header for you on ESPN Radio, beginning with the Chiefs and Colts at 12 noon. Then in the late games, we'll be bringing you a key game between the Patriots and the Baltimore Ravens at 3:25. And the night game tomorrow, Chicago and Philly. Then Monday, it's Atlanta and San Francisco. Here we're at the half, 21-13. Wilcox-Hildreth will look at the numbers in a moment.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Doug Duda back with you here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at our halftime statistics. First off, for Pleasanton, Kara Dowell has 2 points from the free throw line. Autumn Pritchard has a blocked shot. Mallory Pates, 5 points to lead the way, 1 rebound. Mickey Ahrens has 2 points, 1 rebound, and 1 block. Kristen Tolles, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Taylor Nichols has 3 rebounds. And Breanne Zimmer has 2 rebounds. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 6 of the second. Free throw shooting all in the second quarter where the Bulldogs were 3 of 6. They're still looking to connect on a long range. 0 of 5 from 3-point land in the first quarter, 0 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, not too bad, 3 in the first and 4 in the second. Only player with multiple fouls, Kristen Tolles, has 2. Pleasanton had just 4 points in the first quarter, got 9 in the second, and at the half, 13 points, 11 rebounds, 3 out of 6 at the free throw line, 0 of 9 from 3-point land, 2 block shots and 7 turnovers. For Wilcox Hildreth, Emily Poole has 1 rebound. Alexa Henricks has 2 points. Leading the way, Rachel Earhart, 11 points, 3 rebounds. Alex Wojciechowski has 2 points and 1 rebound. Then you slide down to Riley Jenkins with 5 rebounds. Jessica Harms, 4 points, 5 rebounds. Sophie Gruel has 1 rebound and a blocked shot. Cameron Preston, 4 rebounds. And Charlene Coral, 2 points, 2 rebounds. 7 rebounds in the first quarter, 15 in the second. All the free throws for the Falcons were in the first quarter, where they were also 3 of 6. They've missed their only 3-point attempt. Turnovers a problem for the Falcons. 5 in the first quarter, 8 in the second quarter. Foul situation, Wojciechowski and Jenkins each have 2. Wilcox Hildreth had 11 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second, and at the half, 21 points, 22 rebounds, 3 out of 6 at the free throw line, 0 of 1 from 3-point land, 1 block shot and 13 turnovers. 3-0 Wilcox Hildreth leading 1-4 Pleasanton at the half by a score of 21-13. Hastings College women got a career-high 29 points from Cammie Bruckman today as they beat Mount Marty 93-77. And in the men's game, Hastings College wins it by a score of 78-61. Brady Lohman with 28 points. UNK won the men's and women's games last night against Lindenwood. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. And the second half is next.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And welcome back to high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you from Wilcox as Wilcox Hildreth leads Pleasanton 21-13. The Bulldogs get the ball to start the second half. Mickey Ahrens tries to force her way through the double team. She ends up on the floor but keeps the basketball. Kick it out for a three-pointer. Mallory Pates, no good. And the rebound brought down by Riley Jenkins. And here comes Wilcox Hildreth. 0 of 10 from long range. Pleasanton just gets a couple of those to go. We got ourselves a ball game. Poole drives into the right-hand corner, dumps it down to the low block. Good backside pass for the layup that is put up too strong. No good. Recovering her own miss is Riley Jenkins. Lot of offensive rebounds. Free throw line jumper is on the way and in. Jessica Harms, her 6 point of the basketball game, and it's 23-13. But a lot of missed opportunities in the ball game so far for Wilcox Hildreth, especially from in close. Up top with it is Taylor Nichols. Nichols starts the dribble to the left elbow, forces the jumper, has her shot blocked. A jump ball, and it will be Wilcox Hildreth basketball. Riley Jenkins comes away with the block, and the arrow pointing the way of the Falcons. They'll get it right back. So the first two possessions for Pleasanton, they have come up empty here in their try to get closer in this game. And now the ball stolen away by Mickey Ahrens, and she's going to be fouled trying to get it back. Riley Poole, her second. Or Emily Poole. Riley Poole. Emily Poole with the foul. That'll be her second. 14th turnover, Wilcox Hildreth, and Aarons has forced quite a few of those. Four or five steals for Mickey in the ball game. Pleasanton basketball. Mallory Pates back up top to Mickey Aarons. She uses her dribble back between the circles to Autumn Pritchard. A little more controlled here, taking time, trying to lob it down low to Tolles. One-on-one, backing her way in, puts the jumper up, partially blocked in there by Jessica Harms. And then the second time that Tolles tries, the foul will be called. So Kristen Tolles, who is 0 of 2 at the line, 4 points, will go back to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. The foul on Harms will be her first of the game. And the first free throw is on the way, and it's dancing around no good. Both teams were 3 of 6 at the line in the first half. Second free throw now for Tolles. Too strong. Rebound comes back out to her, though, and she is, a jump ball. I thought she got fouled, but they will call it a jump ball. Tolles with her fifth board, and Pleasanton will at least maintain possession on the offensive rebound. And to throw it in underneath her own hoop will be Mallory Pates. Kicks it into the corner to Aarons, right back to Pates for the three. That is well off the mark, and Emily Poole will grab the rebound. And then she double dribbled it. She looked up the floor to make a pass, and there was none of her teammates there, and she was caught in no man's land. So right back over to Pleasanton. And Wilcox Hildreth is doing all they can right now to let Pleasanton stick around in the game despite only 13 points for them so far. At the top of the circle with it is Pritchard. Gives it off to Pates. Pates to the free throw line. Outside the arc to Nichols, starts to drive. Might have walked with the basketball. They'll let it go. She's in traffic. Kicks it back out to Pates. Dribbles with the left hand into the paint. Off her foot. Now we've got a tie up. And the arrow points the way of Wilcox Hildreth. So Pleasanton is trying to force the issue, trying to get the ball inside, but not having any success here in the first couple of minutes of quarter number three. 23-13, Wilcox Hildreth. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. Long entry pass into the front court. They'll get it to Jenkins down to the low block. Harms, turnaround jumper from four is well over the rim. And the rebound brought down by Taylor Nichols. Nichols trying to go coast to coast. There's contact and a charge going to be called on Nichols. Taking the charge was Wojciechowski. And for Taylor, that'll be her second personal foul. And the first foul of the half on the Bulldogs. Right back over to Wilcox Hildreth. Looking to stay undefeated at 4-0 on the season. Baseball pass again down the floor to Jenkins, again down to Harms, and again missing the turnaround jumper. And the rebound brought down by Tolles will be her sixth. And the short misses continue to pile up here for Wilcox Hildreth. Out of the right wing, well away from the three-point arc is Pates. Now kicks it back out top to Tolles. Bounce pass inside is going to be stolen away by Jessica Harms. Ninth Pleasanton turnover. Trying to steal it back is Mickey Aarons, but out of bounds it goes. So a lot of mistakes here by both teams to start the third quarter. That is not what the coaches want to see going into the holiday break. Wojciechowski with it over the left wing to Emily Poole. Poole holds the ball on the Falcons logo, goes to the left elbow. Harms with a tough turnaround jumper, no good. Jenkins offensive rebound, puts it up, no good. Ball slapped out into the hands of Mallory Pates, and here come the Bulldogs. Pates outlet into the right-hand corner to Aarons. Guarded there by Poole, trying to lob it into Tolles, who has it, but she is almost standing out of bounds, so has to kick it into the corner to Pates. Back out Pritchard for three, and it will not go in. Wojciechowski gets the rebound. 0 of 12 beyond the arc for Pleasanton. And really, they're good shots. A lot of them are fairly open shots. And with their trouble and inability to get the ball inside, they have to take those shots. They just haven't been able to hit him. It remains 23-13. Wilcox Hildreth, Wojciechowski working on Pritchard, giving her all kinds of problems. The ball tipped away by Aarons, and it falls into the hands of Taylor Nichols. And here comes Taylor, leaves it off to Pates, who kicks it back out. Pritchard for three, and there it goes. Finally, one in for Pleasanton, and Autumn Pritchard with her first bucket of the ball game. And just like the first quarter, it took Pleasanton nearly 4 minutes to score here in the third quarter. But you look up, and they're only down seven. And then the ball is tapped away again by Aarons into Nichols, trying to get it to Pates, and they throw it away. They had numbers and couldn't control the basketball, or we could have seen ourselves at a five-point game at a timeout will be called here by Wilcox Hildreth. They have won over 3 minutes again without scoring, And with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter of play, it is Wilcox Hildreth 23, Pleasanton 16. You're listening to High School Basketball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
In other basketball from earlier today, the Nebraska women roll South Dakota 87-53 in a game that was never close. Nebraska was up 10-0 and just cruised all afternoon long. The Nebraska men will tip it off against the Citadel at 7:35 at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The pregame currently airing on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Hastings College, as we told you a little bit ago, swept Mount Marty this afternoon at home to wrap up their portion of the season. The men now, they got a tough gig. They're heading to Florida for a couple of games during the holiday break. Wilcox Hildreth 23, Pleasanton 16. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter of our girls' game. The Falcons just 2 points in the quarter, out of the timeout. Driving the baseline, Riley Jenkins comes up short. Offensive putback is no good by Harms, and then it goes out of bounds. No, Harms grabs it again. Thought they had called it out of bounds. Out to Wojciechowski, and a three-pointer is good. The first three of the ball game for Wilcox Hildreth. And Wojciechowski now has 5 points. At the other end, Aarons puts up the three-pointer. It's no good. Backside rebound comes down to Earhart, and she'll push it across the timeline. Crossover on Pates. Stops at the left elbow. Back into the corner to Harms. Harms bounce pass to Jenkins. Little mini hook shot in traffic is no good. Wojciechowski gets the rebound. Takes it back out to Jenkins. Tries to get it into Harms. The ball is batted away. And another Wilcox Hildreth turnover, their fifth of the quarter and 18th of the game, compared to 10 for Pleasanton, who has three in the quarter. 26-16, a 10-point lead again for Wilcox Hildreth. Pleasanton with just one bucket of three-pointer here in the half. 2:50 to go in the third quarter. And up top with it is Mallory Pates. Hands it off to Pritchard. Pritchard to the top of the circle to Nichols. Nichols, she's going to try a three. That is off the back of the iron. No good. Ball comes down to Rachel Earhart. Rachel will push it up the left wing. Doesn't like the numbers, so slows it down, and they'll set up their half-court offense. Emily Poole pulls up from 18. Comes up way short, but Wojciechowski is there. She can't get the put back. And the third try, Jessica Harms, will. Harms is all over that offensive glass and has finally made a couple here, and now the largest lead of the game for Wilcox Hildreth is 12 points, 28-16, 2:15 and counting here in the third quarter. Nichols with the ball up top, starts to drive here on Jenkins, takes it all the way to the low block, still trying to back her in, throws it up off the glass and scores. Well, there you go, no help, and Taylor Nichols was able to just back down her defender for her first bucket of the ball game. I would do that every single time now until Wilcox Hildreth stops you. As Wojciechowski tries to drive baseline on a blocking foul called on Pleasanton. But they just kind of opened the lane there and let Nichols do what she wanted. Back into the ball game. We will see multiple substitutions for Wilcox Hildreth. Alexa Heinrichs, Charlene Coral. Now coming in is Ashley Nichols for the first time. The foul was called on Autumn Pritchard, her second. Only the second foul here of the half. Trying to inbound the ball. They'll get it to Coral in the left-hand corner. She'll swing it out here to Heinrichs. Try to dump it back inside for Nichols. Her short jumper no good. Ball brought down by Aarons. And up the floor she comes. Long outlet pass to Nichols. Nichols jump stop. Puts it up and in on the assist from Aarons. So back-to-back buckets here for Taylor Nichols. And it's 28-20. Wilcox Hildreth now by 8. Long outlet pass. Pritchard got a hand on it, but it goes out of bounds. And the ball returns to Wilcox Hildreth. With it is Heinrichs to throw it in front of her own bench. A minute 30 to go here in the third quarter. Gets it into Jenkins. Riley starts to drive. The ball gets loose. We've got a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Pleasanton. So Wilcox Hildreth with their sixth turnover of the quarter. And once again, Pleasanton's got a chance to get close. Dribbling the ball up the middle of the floor will be Autumn Pritchard. Pritchard gives it off to Mickey Ahrens. Ahrens to the cutter, Nichols. Nichols, right elbow, decides to drive. Now gets some help. The double team, and Carroll had the ball knocked away, but to the floor she went. Now it's back to Nichols, and she'll point blank it off the glass and score. Three in a row for Taylor Nichols, and the 12-point lead is cut in half to six with 1 minute to go in the third quarter. 28-22, Wilcox Hildreth. Carroll with the ball at the top of the circle. Gets it down to the right-hand corner. Carroll has it, still dribbling, comes behind the backboard with the dribble. Ahrens trying to tackle her. The ball's loose, and finally a foul will be called as they get it out of there. Autumn Pritchard with her third. There was a lot of contact at both ends of the floor that time. 45 seconds to go in the third quarter. 28-22, Wilcox Hildreth. Carroll guarded closely at midcourt. Now picks her dribble up. Needs some help. Jenkins comes over to take the basketball away. Back to Carroll. And a hand check foul going to be called this time on Pleasanton. And it will go on Ahrens. That'll be her second. They're starting to get them, let them get a little physical, so they put a stop to that. Guarding the inbounds pass is Kayla Stubbs. Wilcox Hildreth can't get it in. Then we've got a warning here because Stubbs crossed the line there defensively. He can't make contact with the basketball, so they'll reset it to try and get it in. And they'll throw it underneath to Carroll. She'll come out into the left-hand corner. And Charlene will dump it down the low block for the turnaround jumper by Nichols. It's no good. Rebound is secured by Jenkins. Another shot that is no good. And finally, it's grabbed there by Tolles. And here comes Pleasanton with 15 seconds in the front court. They'll give it off to Pritchard. Pritchard back over to Ahrens. 10 seconds to go. Mickey tightly guarded by Foy Jahowski, lobs it down to Nichols. She's behind the hoop, takes a dribble back off the glass and scores. And that'll be the end of the third quarter of play with the final 8 points of the quarter. Not only are they scored by Pleasanton, but all by Taylor Nichols. And after three, it's Wilcox Hildreth 28 and Pleasanton 24. We head to the fourth quarter in a minute on Classic Hits.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, all the new 2013 Ford F-150 Crew Cab four-wheel drives have got to go, and Crossroads Ford is dealing. Many specials marked right on the windshields. Ask about manufacturer rebates and factory bonus cash, or available special APR Ford credit financing with approved credit. They need trade-ins. Now's the best time to get a great deal. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Wilcox Hildreth, saying a big thank you to the many fine sponsors as we head into the fourth quarter of play with Wilcox Hildreth now clinging to a four-point lead. They were up by 12, and an 8-0 run to end the quarter by Pleasanton has cut it to 28-24, and Wilcox Hildreth will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. 11 points for Rachel Earhart, 8 for Jessica Harms. Leads the way for the Falcons, 8 for Taylor Nichols, and they've been the last 8 points, and that's what leads the way for Pleasanton. Jenkins dribbles it outside the circle up top the pool. Emily gets it on the low block to Harms. Contact, ball loose again. Pleasanton trying to make the steal, and they do. Another Wilcox Hildreth turnover, 2-on-2. Nichols underneath has her shot blocked out of bounds. Nice play by Riley Jenkins. But that's the 20th Wilcox Hildreth turnover compared to half that many, 10 for Pleasanton. So the turnovers and the numerous missed short shots could cost Wilcox Hildreth as they inbounds it to Earhart. Her 18-footer in the corner is good, and that is 10 in a row for Pleasanton, and they've cut it to 2, 28-26. At the other end with it is Earhart, lobs it down low, and finally Wilcox Hildreth answers as Harms gets her 10th point of the ball game, 30-26 to end the 10-0 run by the Bulldogs. Earhart with it on the left side of the key. Back up top, Nichols. Just a little room if she wants to fire the three. She's thinking about it. Now she puts the ball on the floor, dumps it down to Tolles on the low block. Outside She'll take it to Nichols. Now the three on the way. That is short. And the rebound out of bounds. And it's going to go off of Earhart. Or excuse me, they're going to say it's off of Ahrens, who was battling Earhart for the loose basketball. Don't forget, at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show will run down the final stats and then bring you the boys' contest, which will get underway at about 7:30. And Wilcox Hildreth throws it away again, trying to get over the top of the pressure. 30-26. Again, Wilcox Hildreth 3-0. Their wins over Elwood, SEM, and Alma. This is only their second home game of the year. Pleasanton's 1-4. With it is Earhart. Mickey Ahrens. Up front, Poole just got way too handsy. Makes the foul. Emily with her third. That's the third foul of the half on Wilcox Hildreth. Four have been called on Pleasanton, as that will come into play as we get closer to the end of the game in a free throw situation. Right now, Kayla Stubbs to throw it in for the Bulldogs. She'll dump it into Pritchard. Tolles is in there, along with Ahrens and Nichols. The five on the floor for the Bulldogs. On the right side, Stubbs drives to the baseline, dumps it inside to Tolles. Turnaround jumper is in and out, and it won't go. Rebound brought down by Jessica Harms. That'll be her ninth. And up the floor come the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons with Earhart, and they dump it inside, and it's stolen away again. Up the floor with it'll be Pritchard. Almost left the basketball behind her. Pritchard picks her dribble up, tries to lob it to Nichols. She's double-teamed, and it's 6 feet over her head and out of bounds. So what was working for Pleasanton, now Wilcox Hildreth has made some adjustments, and they'll have to be a little more on point here if they want to catch up in this ball game. Wide open in the corner is Riley Jenkins, but she just doesn't shoot the basketball and waits for her team to get down there, throws it underneath. The ball will be tipped out of bounds by Pleasanton. So the Falcons to throw it in underneath their own hoop. And looking to throw it in will be Earhart, who hasn't scored here in the half after getting 11 in the first half. And again, the inbounds pass is kicked out by Pleasanton. So we'll just take it out from a different spot on the floor. And again, Earhart to throw it in. Gets it into Poole. Poole holds it on the right side of the key. Couple of dribbles, tries to get it inside. Does. There's a nice turnaround jumper off the glass and in by Jessica Harms. And the lead back out to 6 at 32-26. Dozen points for Harms in the game, as Pleasanton hustles it into the front court. Gets it to Nichols. Nichols trying to force it inside. The ball knocked away. Fight for it on the floor. And Wilcox Hildreth grabs it and calls a timeout. So what Nichols was doing at the end of the third quarter is no longer available here in the fourth quarter, and they're still trying to do it, and it's resulted in a couple of turnovers. So with a timeout on the floor, 32-26, Wilcox Hildreth, 5:30 to go in the game. We'll be right back.
KKPR Kearney.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 5:30 to go in the ball game. It's Wilcox Hildreth 32 and Pleasanton 26 here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hildreth, and Hazard. And a foul called on Pleasanton out away from the key. Looks like it'll go on Mickey Ahrens. That'll be her third, fifth team foul on Pleasanton as she tried to poke the basketball away. It was 28-16, Wilcox Hildreth. Then Pleasanton scored 10 in a row to cut it to 2. And now back-to-back buckets by Jessica Harms, and the Falcons are back up by 6 with the ball. Wojciechowski with it, working on Pritchard, bumping, and there's the foul on Autumn Pritchard, and that will be her fourth. Now 6 team fouls, and checking into the ball game will be Kayla Stubbs, just a freshman here for first-year coach Eric Jones. And with those four fouls, Pritchard will come out. 23 turnovers in the game on Wilcox Hildreth. And they still lead it by 6. They lob it into Harms on the left block. She'll throw it high into the air on the shot. No good. Tries to follow the shot. Cleared some people out, but Wojciechowski gets the rebound. Pleasanton wanted a foul, didn't get it. Back down to Harms, and they're going to call the foul on Tolles. So two free throws coming up. Kristen Tolles with her third personal foul. And for Jessica Harms, these will be her first free throws of the game. She's got 12 points, and the first one is no good. Checking back into the ball game after a very short breather, Autumn Pritchard with those four fouls and exactly 5 minutes to go in the contest. 32-26, and the free throw is short, no good, and Tolles will grab her eighth rebound. Give it off to Pritchard, who brings it into the front court against the man-to-man defense of Wilcox Hildreth. Both teams have been in that all game long. Gives it to Pritchard, guarded by Poole. Back to Aarons. Aarons on the switch, drives the baseline around two, three, and finally just reaching in and slapping her on the arm. It's going to be Harms. That'll be her second and the fourth team foul of the half on Wilcox Hildreth. Pleasanton inbounded underneath their own hoop with Mallory Pates. Pates tries to just force it into Tolles. Back out to Pates for a three in the corner. It's good. Mallory Pates with 8 points and a timeout called by Pleasanton after the made three-pointer. With 4:36 to go in the ball game, it is Wilcox Hildreth 32 and Pleasanton 29. We'll be back after this timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Pleasanton is now 2 of 17 from three-point land, but after starting 0 of 12, they have hit two of their last five, one from Pates and one from Pritchard. 4:36 remains in the game. It is Wilcox Hildreth 32 and Pleasanton 29. After the made three and the timeout, it'll be Wilcox Hildreth basketball. They have three timeouts remaining. Pleasanton has two. Wojciechowski throws over the pressure to Jenkins, drives the baseline, one-hand runner, skips off the rim, no good. Tolles has the board, her ninth here for Pleasanton. And Aarons will bring the basketball down the middle of the floor for Pleasanton. Chance to tie with another three. Give it to Pates. Really trying to post up his Nichols. Nichols and Harms really battling down low. Pates will give it off to Stubbs at the top of the circle, guarded by Wojciechowski. Picks her dribble up and gives it over to Aarons. Aarons again looking inside. Nichols and Stubbs, what a battle. Aarons drives. She's triple-teamed. Going to end up getting a three-second violation here. And finally, oh, a foul. Finally a foul, and Coach Maracek saying, where's the 3 seconds? The ball was loose in the lane. They're fighting for it, and they were looking for a jump ball. And finally a foul was called, and it's the fourth on Emily Poole, fifth team foul. So Pleasanton throws it up to Aarons, top of the key. Her jumper is good. It's a two-point bucket. Her toe was on the line. So it's still a one-point lead here for Wilcox Hildreth, but it's 32-31. This is as close as Pleasanton's been since the opening tip, and as they try to force it into Harms, Nichols will get her third foul for Pleasanton. And free throws will be coming up for Jessica Harms, who missed two earlier this quarter. Pleasanton trying to go on the road here and collect their second win. And I think Coach Jones would say that they played one of their better games of the month of December here tonight, no matter what the outcome. And at the line will be Jessica Harms, 1-1. Free throw up, and it's off the iron three times and in. So Harms has all 5 points here in the quarter for Wilcox Hildreth, and she's got 13 game-high points now after that free throw. Second free throw for Harms on the way, and that one rattles out, but an offensive rebound by Riley Jenkins, her 10th, and then it's stolen away from her by Pritchard, and that has happened time and time again today. Lots of steals by Pleasanton. Gives it off to Pates. Into the corner, trying to get it to Pritchard. Got it back over to Pates. 3.5 to go, still a ton of time, but you can hear the crowd starting to get amped up a little bit here. There's still a ton of time. No need to rush anything either side as they get it on the low block to Tolles. Faces up, takes it up and under move and scores. Kristen Tolles with a big girl move right there, and it's 33-33. 3:10 to go, and we're all knotted up. The 12-point second-half deficit has been erased by the Bulldogs. Poole with it on the right wing. She'll take an 18-footer, and it's in. Emily Poole with her first bucket of the ball game. And the game didn't stay tied very long. 35-33 Falcons. Back over to Pates. All of the Pleasanton players are standing over at their bench. They know what this would mean. Aaron's with it back between the circles. Gives it over to Pates. Pates on the right wing. Picks her dribble up, trying to get it inside. They're covered. Now she needs some help and just throws it into there, and it's stolen away. Didn't know what to do with it and tried to take a chance, and Harm said thank you very much. So every time Pleasanton gets a bucket closer, then you see Wilcox-Hildreth get a couple of buckets, and Pleasanton has to come back again. Harms on the right elbow, kicks it out to Poole. Poole picks her dribble up, tries to force it inside to Earhart. The ball's loose on the floor. Jump ball, arrow points the way of the Bulldogs. And if Wilcox-Hildreth can't contain and control the basketball better, they're going to end up getting upset here. That is the sixth turnover of this quarter. They've been pretty consistent, 5, 8, 6, and 6. And that is 25 turnovers unofficially, according to my count. Twice as many as Pleasanton. As the full court pressure is on, Pleasanton breaks it. Nichols underneath, Toles all alone, up and in, and we're tied again. So Wilcox-Hildreth went for the pressure and the steal. And when Pleasanton broke it, they had a three on none. Wojciechowski throws it to the right-hand corner to Jenkins, lobs it down to Harms. The ball's tipped around and stolen away again. Great defense by Toles, and it'll be Pleasanton basketball. Up the floor with it was Pates. She'll give it off to Pritchard. Pleasanton has never led in this game, and they could right here. It was 11-0 Wilcox-Hildreth to start the game. We're down to 1:35 to go. Try to force it into Toles. She got it, wraps it around. Excuse me, that was Nichols to Toles. And they couldn't get a shot away, and it's going to be tapped out of bounds. Two good passes, just couldn't get the shot away. And a timeout going to be called here by Pleasanton. They will have one remaining, and it is a full-length timeout to set up a play. 1:30 to go in the game, and we're all tied up at 35. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. We'll be right back.
Killian Motors would like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. Let us all remember the reason for the season. It's hard to believe that 2013 is almost gone, which reminds me, we have four new 2013 models left in stock, which we would like to move off the lot. A one-ton crew cab, a three-quarter-ton extended cab diesel, a Denali half-ton crew cab, and a beautiful Acadia Denali. They all would make someone a very nice Christmas present. Stop in and take a look. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And we welcome you back to high school basketball here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you with 90 seconds to go, and we're all knotted at 35. Wilcox-Hildreth and Pleasanton. Boys game will follow. Again, we want to thank Athletic Director Vic Young, Gabe Everhart, to take it over for him today. Vic's daughter graduating from college. Congratulations to Vic and his family. Right now, though, it is time to throw the ball in directly in front of us here. It'll be Pleasanton basketball in their own front court, deep here in the corner. Toles to throw it in. We're all tied up. 1:30 to go, and Toles now giving the basketball. Looking for somebody to move, and the inbounds pass will be deflected away by Poole as Aarons came after it at the last second. And Poole. Looks like she may have injured her wrist or something to her finger. And she gets up, but will have to come out of the game because they blew the play dead. And I'm not sure if she jammed her finger or if something else happened there, but she's looking at it. And they'll walk over to the bench. And Wilcox-Hildreth will sub in Emily Bergstrom for her. So Pleasanton to throw it in again. Same situation here in front of the crowd. Deep corner, front court. Toles has to go outside to Mickey Aarons. Aarons dribbles against Wojciechowski in the man-to-man. Picks her dribble up tight, man-to-man. And the ball is tapped away by Bergstrom. And to the other end, it's stolen back. Too fast. Pates comes away with it. And we're going to have a foul in the back court as Aarons got run over. Aarons, after the steal, then went to set the screen and just got ran over by one of the Falcons unintentionally. Didn't even know she was there, but Earhart with her second foul. And it's the sixth team foul, so still taking it out will be Pleasanton. Nichols throws it in to Pritchard. Also in there is Toles, Pates, and Aarons, who now has it on the left wing. 1:10 to go in a tie ball game. Nichols over the left wing. Gets to Pritchard, drives into the paint, forces the one-hand jumper, and it almost went in. That would have been a miracle shot, and the rebound brought down by Emily Poole. 1 minute to go. Wilcox-Hildreth with the basketball all the way, coast to coast. The layup's too strong. Fight for the ball underneath, and Wilcox-Hildreth has it with Jenkins. Jenkins goes out top to Earhart. She goes around to the defender, and the short jumper is good. Earhart with her first bucket of the second half now has 13 points. And a timeout after the bucket by Wilcox-Hildreth. That will stop the clock with 43 seconds to go in the ball game. And it's now Wilcox-Hildreth 37, Pleasanton 35. We'll be back after this timeout.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Coming down to the wire here again tonight. We had a couple of good ones last couple of nights, and we've got this one coming down to what could be the final possession of the basketball game. 43 seconds remaining. Wilcox-Hildreth has just regained the lead, 37-35 over Pleasanton, as the Falcons try to head into the holiday break at 4-0, while Pleasanton is looking for their second win of the season in their sixth contest. Wilcox-Hildreth has decided to keep the ball or keep the defense back. Now they're going to come up and guard the ball. And quickly they will get the ball in here, Pleasanton, for Autumn Pritchard. One timeout remains for Pleasanton should they need it. Pritchard into the front court. Trying to set up a screen. Pritchard still dribbling, gives it to Pates. Pates gets it over the top of the circle to Taylor Nichols. Nichols kicks it back out of the wing with 30 seconds to go. Into the hands of Pritchard. Pritchard, high post, Pates. Back out Pritchard to Ahrens. Tolles trying to get possession inside. They look in there, and now driving in, Ahrens dumps it in, and nobody's there. It's stolen away. Now Wilcox-Hildreth trapped in the back court and getting it out of there to Poole. 10 seconds. Pleasanton needs to foul, but getting away in the open court is Earhart. 4-3-2, and finally a foul with 2.5 seconds to go. After the pass into the low block, which was just over Nichols' head, the ball was stolen by Riley Jenkins, and then she had nowhere to go. She was right on the baseline and found a way to make the jump pass and get it into Poole's hands, who then in turn up the floor to Earhart. And now Pleasanton calls timeout, and that's their final one. And that timeout is really going to hurt because now they're going to have to take a half-court shot is what it's basically telling you for Pleasanton, and I'm not sure they've got more than one girl on the team that can hoist it that far. If you can take it out of bounds, throw it to half-court, call a timeout, then you've got a chance at a play. But Pleasanton using their final timeout here with 2 seconds to go in the ball game, 37-35, Wilcox-Hildreth, could be a moot point if Earhart can make both free throws. She is 3 of 4 at the line, has a team-high 13 points tied with Jessica Harms, who also has 13. Don't forget, coming up next, the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll run down the final stats and then bring you the boys' game a little bit after 7:30 here on Classic Hits. The foul was on Mallory Pates, just in case that becomes important. But at the line will be Rachel Earhart. It is still a 1-1. So the only chance Pleasanton has is that she will miss one of these two free throws. So that means they've got to rebound it, make a pass, and throw up about a 60-footer. That's what Pleasanton's looking at. Earhart's first free throw, 1-1, on the way. And it is no good. Rebound to Tolles, to Ahrens from three-quarter court. She will launch it, but it is short, and that's the ball game. It was actually online, but there was just too much court to cover. And this basketball game is over. The final score, Wilcox-Hildreth 37 and Pleasanton 35. And after being down 11-0 at the end of the first quarter, or in the first quarter of play, then the Pleasanton Bulldogs came back and played real well. We'll be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Time now for the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits as we're back at the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth after a 37-35 victory in favor of Wilcox Hildreth. Misco Sports postgame show wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanking you for your patronage over the past year and decades. They continue to serve Central Nebraska, taking care of all of our area schools and athletes at Misco Sports. Here's a look at the final stats. First off, for the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs, I had six different players score. Kara Dowell had 2 points. Autumn Pritchard hit a three-point bucket for her total. She had one block. Mallory Pates was one of three players with 8 points. She had 2 rebounds. Mickey Ahrens had 6 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Kristen Tolles, 8 points, a team-high 9 rebounds. Taylor Nichols, 8 points, 5 rebounds, and Breanne Zimmer had 2 rebounds. 11 rebounds in the first half, 9 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 in the first half, 0 of 2 in the second half. For Pleasanton, 3-point shooting, 0 of 9 in the first half, 2 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 7 in each half. 13 points at halftime, 22 in the second half. Pleasanton finishes with 35 points, 20 rebounds. 3 out of 8 at the free throw line, 2 of 17 from 3-point land. They had 2 block shots and 14 turnovers. Pleasanton is now 1-5, and they play in the Arapahoe Holiday Tournament on the 27th and 28th, and then return home for their own holiday tournament on the 3rd and 4th. We'll be back and take a look at the final numbers for Wilcox Hildreth right after this.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments, and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Here are the final numbers I had for the Lady Falcons of Wilcox Hildreth. Also, six players scored. Emily Poole, 2 points, but it was the game-winning bucket. She had 3 rebounds. Alexa Heinrichs, 2 points. Rachel Earhart, 13 points, 5 rebounds. Alex Wojciechowski, 5 points, 5 rebounds. Riley Jenkins didn't score. She rarely shot the ball, but she did have a game-high 11 rebounds and 2 blocks. Jessica Harms, 13 points, 9 rebounds and a block. Sophie Gruel had 1 rebound and a block. Cameron Preston, 4 rebounds. And Charlene Coral, 2 points and 2 rebounds. 22 rebounds in the first half, 18 of the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 of the first half, 1 of 5 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 0 of 1 in the first half, 1 of 2 in the second half. Turnovers for Wilcox Hildreth. That was their fault tonight, missing a lot of short ones, which gave them a lot of rebounds, a lot of offensive boards. They had 13 turnovers in the first half and 14 in the second half. 21 points at halftime, just 16 in the second half, but it's enough for Wilcox Hildreth. 37 points, 40 rebounds compared to 20 for Pleasanton. They were 4 of 11 at the free throw line, 1 of 2 from 3-point land, 4 block shots, 27 turnovers. Wilcox Hildreth improves to 4-0 as they are able to hang on for a 37-35 win over Pleasanton. They now go into the holiday break. They'll play in the Harvard Holiday Tournament on Friday the 27th. The opening round contest for Wilcox Hildreth will be against Kennesaw starting at 2 o'clock. And you've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show, Misco Sports.